I'll call the Finance Committee to order. Any adoption or amendments of the agenda?
No.
If that's acceptable, I will note approval by your silence. And I'll note that it's approved. The minutes of the March 15th meeting.
I'll move the minutes, Mr. Chair.
A second.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of March 15th. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right. Our first quarter financial report. Our requested action is to approve it. When Karen lands, or if you want to handle it, do you want to take us to ground school on that?
Sure. The report starts on page 5 with all the revenues that were received to date as of March 31st. On page 6 is the snapshot of the account balances and the rates that were on March 31st. Since this report, the rates have been increasing quite rapidly. So today, MAGIC was earning 0.7309 versus what it was earning on this report of 0.025. So that's a really welcome thing to see. The revenue report on page 8 shows the percent of revenues received against the current budget. So about halfway down the page, you'll notice that the miscellaneous receipts line was already at $29,000, or 72% received as of March 31st. That's mainly due to strong revenue recapture during quarter one and lots of copies that are made during tax season, but also because of the lost materials charges that people are paying in order to use the library. Okay. On page 9 and 10 are the quarter one expenses. Overall, there aren't too many surprises, and expenses were at 22% of the overall budget, which is right on track, and about 3.43% above what we were spending at this time last year. Did anybody have any questions on any of the expense lines or that?
If there aren't any questions.
Okay, and then on page 11 and 12 is our quarter one fund balance spending recap. So these are all of the funds that are committed to different projects. Legacy programming is returning, and you can see a lot of activity on those lines. The legacy grant for 2020 was actually closed out in April. They have lots of upcoming programs. They have some petting zoos coming, a lot of author visits, and even a children's polka band. So lots of fun things that are going to be happening at the libraries in the upcoming months.
Can I ask on the ARP money what restrictions you have on that, what you can and can't use it for?
On these funds here, it's the top four lines are the capital expenditures.
And then these about ARPA money?
On the ARPA money, we're restricted to the plan that we submitted. Oh. So,
right, and it has to be spent out by September 30th of this year. Oh, so we'll be doing a final report. Yeah. So if you recall, we had the future forward presentation at the beginning of the year. That was one of the projects we funded. We also funded a partnership with EPIC, which is the organization that does the career fair for the ninth graders in the area. They're working on creating makerspace kits that are career-focused for us. And then we're upgrading meeting room technology. Like the owls were purchased out of ARPA. And then the last project will be Wi-Fi in parking lots in some of the locations. The meeting room technology we anticipate we'll be doing in-library checkout of laptops. It's kind of what we landed on for a solution with those dollars. So CenterCare recently contacted us for partnership opportunities to do telehealth in some of our locations. So the locations that have study rooms that can be private will get laptops that they can check out to patrons to use in those study rooms to do you know, any kind of telehealth or Zoom meetings or whatever they might need in a study room. Not all of our libraries have those spaces, but that's the other project we'll be funding.
Would that involve any training of the local staff then? You know, because perhaps not every potential individual would know how to.
If it's needed, yeah. I think the biggest hurdle will be training people on Zoom if they haven't used it, but we've been using Zoom for staff meetings all year, so I would say most staff
so
are at least familiar with the platform.
And our system is compatible with their system?
It should be. The biggest concern they had in talking with the librarian who's been working on the project is some of our study rooms. I actually have, like, glass windows so you can see inside for security purposes, but we're going to have to put curtains up or something so that people can't see in, and I hadn't really thought about that. So we might have to buy curtains with ARPA money, too. We'll see. But it was really specific for libraries that it was to support college and career readiness or world's best workforce or response to the pandemic. The one other project I didn't mention, we had hired Wilder Research to do a study to determine what our response should be post-pandemic. So they've developed a logic model and a program evaluation plan that we're just wrapping up and we'll be sharing. I can share those details out with you once that's completed. Some of the board members actually participated in the input sessions at the end of last year for that project.
Okay. Any questions, clarifications? If not, I guess we need a motion to approve this financial report. Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Any other questions? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Number five, the 23 preliminary budget proposal. And there are some detail and some deadline and so forth that we ought to be aware of. And plus the legislature isn't quite wrapped up yet. So, Karen, you want us to do a walk through for us? So we know what's going on?
So,
and by the way, before you get into it, how does that system work?
Which system? The OWLS?
Yeah.
They're turned off right now. They'll be working during the full
But, well, this is what, second or third meeting, right?
We pull them out when we need a virtual presentation or closed session. So,
how about
these
this?
Work like
Have we used it?
Yes.
Okay. Does it work?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, take it away.
All right. I just wanted to be clear. They're not on. You're not being recorded at the moment, other than your audio.
All right. So you can cuss if you want, okay?
The preliminary budget document is the same document we looked at back in March. If you recall our budget timeline process. In January, we set the timeline. In February, the Finance Committee set the parameters. In March, we looked at a preliminary base budget. And at that time, the board had said, we're going to use the same numbers, even though we're not happy with those numbers, as the discussion point in May, which is different than we've typically done. Part of the reason in March that was communicated to us was we wanted to see where the reserves landed with the audit. So in the packet, in addition to the documents from March, I've also included two information points. On page 23, this was the document that was in the January packet. This document shows our operating budget numbers at the same level of county contributions last year, so a $0 increase from the counties, and how the formula fluctuates. I think it's important to realize that even with no increase, some counties will see an increase and some counties will see a decrease. And there's not much we can do about that. It's part of our joint powers agreement across the six counties. So, for example, on the bottom right-hand corner, you can see even if we don't change any in dollars coming in from the total from the six counties, Benton County would see a $2,400 decrease. And Morrison County would see a $5,600 increase. So that's a flat budget. And I think that's at play when we look at the preliminary base budget numbers. The other piece of information in here will be discussed more at the full board meeting and need approval there, but we included it here for today's discussion. It is the annual review of the unassigned fund balance. We get this total when the audit is complete. So on page 25, you can see that in the total amount that is committed, which includes the 2020 dollars that were put in the 2022 budget, the 2021 surplus dollars that are already in the 2023 preliminary budget, the spend down plan that was passed last July for the reserves that were put into the 2022 budget, and what remains. So when we started on this course, we had just over 6 months in reserves. We're now to the point we're at 4.5 months. At that time, the board said the goal was 5.5 months. So the answer to the unanswered question in March is we're at 4.5 months of reserves. It's up to the board what they decide to do with those reserves. Our policy says we need to have 3 to 6 months on the books. But every dollar we spend isn't just a dollar out of reserves, because we have to have a spend down plan that goes along with it. It's not just a 1 year contribution. You have to figure out how to back out of one time money in an operating budget. So those are pieces of information for your discussion. On page 21, this is how the base budget landed and what was passed as a preliminary budget. If you look on the right, this includes an increase to the signatory share, and you can see how that increase plays out across the six counties. If we put $100,000 of reserve in here, it's not going to be a one-for-one across the six counties. It's going to go through that formula. So some counties will get more and some counties will get less, depending on how that formula works. So we as management need to know where the Finance Committee wants to go with these numbers. We will have a June special session, so we'll need the full board and a quorum in order to have that special session, but we'll have a closed session with the attorney to talk labor negotiations in June. In July, we have to pass the budget. So we need some, if you want to see different numbers in June, we need direction as management what those numbers need to be. And we'll also have a closed session later with the full board to talk about the union negotiation and how that'll get started this year and what's in the contracts. This particular budget scenario, we were told by you guys to put together based on last year's increases. So last year's increases were a 2% general increase on the full pay scale. Everyone in the first quartile got a 2% increase. Everyone in the second and third quartile got 1.5%. And everyone in the fourth quartile got 1%. So that gives you an idea of what's built into this budget scenario for wages. 80% of this budget is personnel. So when we give an increase, that's it plays out as an increase across the board.
So, Karen, is the... We are not locked into the labor negotiations for 2023, are we?
Not right now.
No.
No.
So your 1%, 1.5%, and 2% is...
That was just for illustration
that's
purposes.
Just, yeah, just for yep. budgeting purposes. So once we get through negotiations, do we have to have a cushion?
That's something we'll have to talk about in the closed session, I think. But I think... It's just something to know that, you know, this is
it's
probably a fairly modest
budget.
Proposal
okay.
here. The pieces that we can fine-tune, since this was put together in March, is we are seeing an increase in our interest revenue.
Right.
So we think we can up what we've budgeted for 2023, and that'll offset some of it. I mean, it's a guess no matter what you do. And then our wage base we can tighten. For example, we did not fill some positions recently. Some of those may not get filled, so we could eliminate those out of the budget for 2023. That hasn't been done yet. We haven't made those adjustments. We've had some people who are higher on the pay scale quit and be replaced with people lower on the pay scale, so we can fine-tune to that degree also. But I think these numbers are pretty close to where we're going to end up being from a total budget standpoint. It's just a matter of how we navigate that, knowing that some of these counties are getting an increase even without any dollars added to the budget.
Right.
I think that's the tricky part.
Ahead.
Chair, Karen. So, yeah, I was just curious, like, you know, with no change, Wright County sees a pretty good increase. Why would Stearns go down, you know, almost 49,000?
You know,
that's huge.
It is, but it's so interesting when you look at the formula. Like, it's one-third borrowers, one-third tax capacity, one-third population. Part of its tax capacity, and it's, you're talking about tenths of a percent, but it's enough to shift those bigger counties in a bigger way because they're a larger percentage of the budget. And the other thing that's happening in Wright County is St. Michael's users are really taking off, and I think that's impacting the formula because some of the larger libraries like Elk River and St. Cloud have not recovered yet, and so those total borrowers are lower, and then St. Michael's higher. So, you know, it's a lot of different factors, but it's partly because of tax base and partly because of users and population. You know, you got hit in all three counties.
We got hit really, really big with tax capacity. We went from about $18 billion to like $22 billion in 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we did, you know, it was like 3 years in a row. It was about $1 billion. I thought, whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot. And then all of a sudden, it's almost four. It's like craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. I mean, the population and the eastern side just, well, the whole county is growing. I mean, even, you know, like small towns like Waverly, they are seeing pretty good increases. So, oh, yeah. Well.
I like the way she said that. Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, and I think Todd's seeing an increase, too, and I think that's partly, you know, you have different things going on there, but you have some really heavily used libraries, and that usage has stayed pretty steady where, you know, you got an Elk River that's lost a lot of users over the last year and a half. So that, you know, that plays in, although Sherburne County is seeing the biggest increase they've seen in a long time, but Sherburne County has always been at that middle point in the formula. And what's happened is they're actually getting close to what they were paying 10 years ago.
Oh,
so
really?
When you look at the counties, they vary differently because the formula factors play out differently each year.
Mr. Chair, Karen, from the county's perspective, you're going through some labor negotiations. I mean, as a general comment, is 1%, 2% realistic or...
No.
Yeah, that's what I was guessing.
No, that's why, Mr. Chair, from my standpoint of view, if we're going to see an increase in interest, I'd like to kind of push that off to the side and not think about where we're going to use that because you're going to need all of that. And then some, I would think, you know, you hate to go into labor negotiations with letting them have high expectations. But, I mean, look what private sector is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and counties and libraries are going to have to compete with private sector or you're going to lose good people.
And I do like what you said, Mr. Chair, about you're right, when you have higher paid staff that leave and they're replaced with people that haven't worked their way up to that level, I think that that is a good way to actually kind of build in a little reserve to
right.
it, mm-hmm. you know, because it's probably going to get used in next year's budget for
right.
staff.
Right. So I guess from this group, if you want a different budget in July than what you're seeing here, we need to start preparing that so you can look at it in June. And if you could give us an idea of what you want your bottom line for your counties to look like, that would be really helpful. But there's only so much we're going to be able to do in terms of, you know, whether you want to add from the reserve, that's certainly an option. Whether you have a certain target you want us to try to achieve, if you're just comfortable with us sending this to your county when they ask how much is the preliminary numbers, because I've already had two counties ask for those numbers, and I told them we wouldn't have them till June, but that's only a month away, so it'd be helpful to have that feedback from this group.
So what you propose the numbers will be, this is basically flat, right, the one that you're showing us on 323?
23 is flat, but that's not what we've budgeted. Like, 21 is what we've actually budgeted right now.
Yep.
But that's, for Wright County, that's a, you know, it's a 7.8% increase. You know, we could look at those percentages and try to, I don't know. Anything we do is going to be tapping into these areas that we've talked about, you know, the reserves or tightening the wage base or re-estimating the interest based on what we're seeing today. I don't know what's realistic.
It's been, the one thing, Chris, is it's been pretty hefty last year and this one as well. And
yeah.
I don't know how well the county's prepared for that, but.
Right, yeah, because we had a pretty good increase last year.
Christine, you're talking in the library or total increase?
In the library.
Yeah, we did all we could. We've had, you know, we have a large growth, so we try to keep the levy under the growth, so we would keep more of a level tax rate. But, you know, some things same with the county, we're going to labor negotiations this fall too. So,
I mean,
do we say, you know, it is what it is? Can we work to put it down a bit? I don't know. I mean,
the other side of the budget is cutting expenditures, but. Like I said, 80% of it's personnel. So anything we do is going to impact services directly one way or another.
Right. And I don't think it's wise to go into the reserves too much, you know, because, I mean, they say 3 to 6 months. Well, you kind of like to, and probably at least 5.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. But
anything else? This is for a topic down the road. But if it comes to, first of all, what I'm seeing public bodies do is public bodies usually want longer-term contracts, and the labor groups typically want shorter length contracts, and they both use the same reason, you know, the uncertainty going forward. So the public bodies want to make that more predictable, and the labor groups want to be able to adjust that on a shorter term basis if so needed. And there's really no good answer to that. You just do the best you can to represent your own interest, and, you know, hopefully have a livable outcome when it's all over, you know. So there's no magic way to do this. Something that we can take a look at going forward. I don't know if it's possible, number one, for potential union pushback or for labor supply, but should we be exploring, should we need it, more part-time involvement? Would that, let's keep an eye on other library systems, maybe even systems out of state, if any of them do that. We've got some of that. We don't think of it this way, but we've got some of that in effect already with our volunteer system. But I think that consideration has merit down the line. Ed, you got your arm going. You got a cramp or you got something on your mind?
Neither one, really. I do have something on my mind, though.
Uh-huh.
I said I do have something on my mind, so.
Well, we better get it out of there before you hurt yourself.
So are we looking for a recommendation, Karen?
Yeah, I mean, we will.
Either using the budget on page 21 or page 23, right?
Well, 23 is this year's budget. If we use page 23, we will have cuts at the library.
We will have cuts.
Yeah. There's no way through that.
We just talked about labor negotiations a little bit today on our, because we're set the base budget. And we are not a large tax capacity county, and we pretty much, well, this is my view, is that if you come with two bigger raises, somebody's going to lose their job because we have a flat base. We've been trying to improve our tax rating, and I'm not about to give up 7 years of work so that the county can slide backwards this year. So we have had pretty good growth and that, but if the personnel comes with a large labor increase through their union, then somebody's going to lose their job to get this back to the 2-3% levy increase. And that's what we're putting out there for this year. I mean, we've been pretty adamant that we're not going to go at a 5-7% levy increase at the end of the year.
What do you want for us, Ed? Well, should we make a decision today or preliminary decision,
to, right,
realizing that, subject to change?
Well, the full board does look at this today.
Yes.
Typically, when the full board's looking at this, it's the final numbers. So we're like a month behind with getting final numbers at this point. If you want, and this overall for the library is a 3% increase budget total. So we can look at it from what percentage increase do you think is reasonable for the library as a whole, or what percentage increase is the most a specific county can handle, or a certain dollar amount, or, I don't want to create 15 different scenarios because it takes a lot of work. I need some direction on what you guys are actually looking for.
Well, this is a preliminary recommendation to the board. They get a cut at the apple, too. So does anybody, if nobody has any obvious objections to what's been submitted here, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. There's something in here we can all dislike, but that's how it goes. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ed. Any other discussion?
I guess I'll just throw out there, it sure be nice if it wasn't quite 8% increase. I mean, overall, 3% is very reasonable, mm-hmm. Very reasonable. It's just that, like you said, we got a triple whammy against Wright County.
But then again, it all comes down to one's perspective. It might look fine to us. It might be disappointing to the folks directly infected. That was a Freudian slip. I said infected instead of affected, but somehow that's appropriate. So anyway.
I'm quite sure that Commissioner Wincher is not here would not be impressed with a Morrison County increase again either.
Well,
what it is.
Yeah, take two aspirin, get to bed early. So we need to
look
vote,
at it again in June.
Right.
And we'll be looking at it again this afternoon.
Okay.
But we do have a personnel meeting that's a little
late to
start. So do you need a vote? Probably. Patty says yes.
Yeah, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Well, that went longer and better than I thought it would. So good job, gang.
Sorry I was late. They're working on Highway 10.
No, we did the smart stuff first.
Okay, good for you.
All right.
The next meeting is June 21st?
Yes, June
or
21st.
You were talking about special meeting? What was that idea?
Special meeting will be the full board with
full board
meeting
in June.
Do you want a finance committee in addition to the full board meeting that night?
I don't think we need one, do we? What do you think, Ed?
I don't know. Christine?
Unless there's some surprises that you want.
No, it would just be if you wanted more discussion on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, gang.